This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Mr. Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railway and port sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished everyone, particularly the people of Tripura, on the occasion of Kharchi Puja. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that the divine blessings of Chaturdash Devata will always remain upon people, bringing joy and good health to all. He also hoped that it will also enrich everyone's lives with prosperity and harmony. One CRPF Jawan has been killed while two Manipur police personnel were injured in the attack carried out by suspected armed militants in Jirimam district of Manipur yesterday. According to a police report, the incident took place at Mongbong village, which is around 8 kilometers far away from the Jirimam district headquarters. A combined team of 20 battalion CRPF and Manipur police was ambushed by suspected armed militants using sophisticated automatic weapons at Mongbong village. The security force retaliated and a heavy exchange of fire took place. In the incident, one CRPF Jawan was killed while two Manipur police personnel, including a sub-inspector, sustained bullet injuries. Meanwhile, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh strongly condemned the killing by an armed group suspected to be Kuki militant. In a social media post, the Chief Minister extended his sincere condolences to the bereaved family of the deceased soldier and wished speedy recovery of the injured police personnel in the attack. In a tragic incident, Rikrak S. Sangma, a resident of Jolgao Grey village of southwest Garo Hills in Meghalaya, was killed by wild elephant. The incident occurred during an attempt to drive away a herd of wild elephants that posed a threat to local vegetation. Upon receiving the distressing report, the local authorities promptly rushed to the scene to conduct an inquiry. It was revealed during the investigation that villagers had managed to recover the deceased from the site of the incident. Further details uncovered that the victim was actively engaged in tending to his forest land when the unfortunate event unfolded. On Saturday around 7 to 7:30 p.m., as the herd of wild elephants traversed through the village and the villagers tried to drive away the elephants to protect agricultural resources. Tragically, during these efforts, the victim was attacked by one of the elephants, leading to his untimely demise. The Northeast states have displayed diverse levels of achievement in their quest to meet the Sustainable Development Goals. According to the SDG India Index 2023-24 released on Friday, Meghalaya and Nagaland are classified in the performer category, while the other states in the region are categorized as front runners. This index, in its fourth edition, serves as the primary tool for assessing national and subnational progress towards the SDGs, tracking 113 indicators aligned with the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation's National Indicator Framework. It computes goal-wise scores for the 16 SDGs and generates composite scores for each state and union territory. The Congress Party named Lok Sabha MP from Jorhat constituency of Assam, Gaurav Gogoi, as the deputy leader in the Lok Sabha, with MPs Manikam Tagore and Mohammad Javed appointed as whips, and Kodi Kunil Suresh as the chief whip. Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal announced that Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi had informed Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of these appointments. Venugopal confirmed these developments in a post via X. In Meghalaya, Anti-Narcotics Task Force led by Deputy Superintendent of Police Headquarters conducted a successful operation in the Borkona area under Monabari Outpost jurisdiction. Three individuals were apprehended with drugs during the operation. Police seized items like 11,000 methamphetamine tablets weighing 1.06 kilograms along with mobile phones, motorcycles and a knife. A case has been filed under the NDPS Act at Ampati Police Station. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.